Wednesday, April 13th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to a survey that was conducted by the American Bible Society. It's called the American Bible Society's State of the Bible Survey. Harry, some disappointing news. The 2022 survey, which was released last Wednesday, registered a 10 percentage point decline in the percentage of Bible users among American adults from 49% in 2021 to 39% in 2022, the lowest percentage ever recorded in the survey, which began back in 2011. Harry, the researchers that did this survey said the report's data is jarring. Any ideas as to why we would see such a large percentage drop in those who read the Bible?
Tom, that's a great question. And what was the criteria they used to determine who was reading their Bible? There was a very specific criteria that they used.
The American Bible Society defines a Bible user as someone who reads, listens to, or prays with the Bible on their own outside of a church service at least 3 to 4 times a year.
So I appreciate the criteria, but I believe actually the answer to your question is found in their criteria. I believe the reason why there has been a drop of those who read and use their Bible outside of church services, which is the definition of identifying those who are reading their Bible, I believe is actually found in that definition itself. The reason they're not reading the Bible outside of the church is because the Bible is not being read inside the church. In other words, I believe that churches have now abandoned being biblically founded, biblically framed, and biblically focused to understand who the God of glory and grace actually is. Tom, can I just take just a moment? What was the foundational issue of the Reformation from which Western civilization was birthed? It was sola scriptura. The scripture alone is our only rule of faith and practice. And the reordering of worship on the Lord's Day, so that now it wasn't the clergy that was the focus of the gathering, it was the Bible that was the focus, so that God would be the focus. In other words, they wanted to have God-centered worship to produce God-centered lives throughout the week. God-centered worship on the Lord's Day in order to disciple people so that every day becomes a God-centered witness for the glory of God who created us, who redeems us through the atoning sacrifice of Jesus, and who empowers us by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the Lord's Day, the Word of God took preeminence because they knew you cannot know the God of the Word without knowing the Word of God. This is the glory and blessing of divine revelation. God reveals himself for our accountability in creation. God reveals himself for our salvation through his word. That's why the Reformation watch cry was sola scriptura. The scripture alone is our only rule of faith and practice. Thus, the pulpit in the architecture of the church was removed from the side columns into the center of the church. The elevation of the sacrament, the Lord's table, was lowered to the floor, accessible to the people, not exalted beyond the people. And then the pulpit was put over the sacrament so that it's through the preaching of the word that you come by faith. And then the elements of worship were all built around the word. Jesus said, when you gather to worship, how do you worship? In spirit, the Holy Spirit enlivening your spirit. And in truth. What is truth? Thy word is truth, Jesus said. Sanctify them in the truth, Lord. Thy word is truth. So here is the word of God, the truth of God's word that is to guide us and direct us in life. Then it should impact us and saturate the Lord's Day worship. And that is what Jesus has done. As Jesus outlines for us in the Bible what's to be done in the context of worship. Confession of truth, that we are to confess our faith, the truth of what we believe. that we are to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, that is the singing of that which is faithful to the Word of God. Give attention to the reading of the Scripture. Give attention to the preaching of the Scripture, the Bible says. In other words, all of the elements that are to take place in worship come from the Word of God and make use of the Word of God. We sing the Word of God. We read the Word of God. We preach the Word of God. We teach the Word of God. Then, from this Word-saturated, Spirit-empowered experience of exalting God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit on the Lord's Day, comes the lifestyle of the church, whereby people are being discipled every day so that each day we live to the glory of God, led by His Word and empowered by His Spirit. So what I have just tried to say is, the reason you don't have people that value the Word of God 6 days a week is because they're coming to worship services that are not different from the world. The world has its gathering moments, its gathering of therapy, its gathering of entertainment, its gathering of self-centeredness, and we have turned worship services into a religious replication of worldly gatherings. Tom, let me be clear on this. The church that is most effective for Christ is the church that is most unlike any other institution in this world, except those that the Lord has identified for us to embrace, like family. The church is to be a family, and the church is to reflect the marriage of Christ with His bride, the church. Other than that, we are not to be like other institutions. The Lord's Day is not an entertainment moment. And at the risk of sounding self-promoting, which I am not, believe me, I'm not, the reality is a church that is saturated with the Word of God in the Lord's Day will have three things that I believe have to be clearly seen. Number one is the preaching of that Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of Christ. Paul said, I didn't come to baptize. There's a sacrament, baptism. Praise the Lord for it. But he said, I came to preach. Why? Because if you don't get preaching right, then you're not going to get baptism right. You're not going to get the Lord's Supper right. You're not going to get fellowship right. You're not going to get the week right. You've got to have the primacy of preaching, expository preaching. Paul said to Timothy, preach the word. Give attention to the public preaching of the word and the reading of the Scriptures, confessing the word, singing the word, praying the word, and reading the word, and preaching the word. So you've got to have the primacy of preaching. Secondly, I believe the demise of the evangelical church is not only associated with the demise of expository preaching, but also with the demise of Lord's Day evening worship. I think the abandonment of Lord's Day evening worship will track right along with the loss of the influence of Christ's church in the production of disciples who are salt of the earth and light of the world. And then number three, the church being on mission, on message, and in ministry. The church is not a political party. The church is not a social institution. Is there social experience? Yes. Are you equipping people how to be citizens in a nation and politically engaged with public theology? Yes. But the church is a disciple-making body that produces Christians who reach up in worship, reach out in evangelism, reach in love to one another, and reach down in disciple making. Those are the three things. And when that returns to the church, then you're going to get Bible reading outside the church. So I think the reason they're not reading the Bible outside the church is because the Bible has lost its place inside the church when it assembles. And when the Bible gets its place, then we'll know how to make sure that Jesus is first place in everything.
If you are one of those who have gotten out of the habit of a daily devotion, going into God's Word, spending time reading, meditating, and praying through God's Word, may we commend to you a resource that we think will be of benefit and of help to you. It's Harry's 5-minute daily devotional entitled Fresh Bread. It is available by downloading the Briarwood app. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will encourage and challenge your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.